And why aren't we hearing that outcry from those on the right? Is it because they're not being informed enough, which we're obviously doing here, you know, regarding the production of the tax credit and how essential it is that it be extended?
Well, there are a few Republicans who are waking up now. I guess that's a little bit of the good news. Senator Grassley from Iowa, Republican, Iowa state, where there's a lot of wind development going on. There are thousands of workers who work in factories building wind turbines. He recently voted on the Senate Finance Committee in favor of renewing this tax credit, but a lot of Republicans still voted against it. It passed in the Senate Finance Committee. You know, part of the problem, of course, is that I think we do have to get the word out, Leslie. That's why the Blue-Green Alliance has launched a national campaign to bring the faces of the workers whose jobs are at threat right to Washington, D.C. We ran an ad in Politico on the Thursday before Congress adjourned for the summer recess, and we introduced Gerald Nickerson, a assembly line worker in a turbine plant in Washington, Missouri, put his face out there so that all the members of Congress had to see what it looks like to have your job under threat because of failure to act by Congress. So the Senate Finance Committee has passed this. We put out the call that when Congress comes back in session right after Labor Day, I believe September 10th is the day, that we expect Congress to take this issue up immediately as its number one priority. So all your listeners out there can help get this message out. They can go to our website, www.bluegreenalliance.org. They can look on the Take Action page and send a letter immediately to their members of Congress and write a letter to their local newspaper so that we can help spread the word.